Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Big Shot, also published under the Nothing Like I Imagined title, is a short non-fiction essay by Mindy Kaling that blends celebrity memoir, personal reflection, and comic observation, rather than offering a full-length autobiography. It focuses on a single episode in Kaling's Hollywood life, an attempt to make a generous impression on a famous industry figure, which becomes a meditation on status, awkwardness, and self-awareness. The book is part of Amazon Original Stories and is designed as a quick, highly readable piece of entertainment with a light but pointed emotional center. Kaling uses her familiar conversational style to examine how ambition, gratitude, and social optics can become tangled in celebrity culture. The result is a compact work that feels less like a conventional memoir chapter and more like a polished essay about the strange logic of power. The performative side of generosity and the humor that comes from realizing one has misunderstood a situation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a single Hollywood anecdote becomes a study of status and misplaced confidence. The book is built around one central incident, which gives it a tighter structure than a standard celebrity memoir. Kaling describes a moment in which she tries to act like a major player in Hollywood by paying for an expensive dinner, believing the gesture will signal class, confidence, and belonging. The interest of the essay comes from the mismatch between intention and outcome. Instead of presenting generosity as purely noble, the book shows how it can also function as a social performance, especially in an industry where gestures are often read as evidence of rank. That focus makes the essay more than a funny story. It becomes an observation about how people use money and manners to negotiate power. Kaling's self-critique matters because she does not frame herself as heroic or foolish in a simple way. She shows how easy it is to confuse admiration with intimacy and how quickly a social moment can expose the difference between self-image and reality. This makes the story feel both specific and broadly recognizable. Secondly, celebrity culture is presented as awkward, transactional, and full of hidden hierarchies. Although the essay is brief, it offers a clear view of the social mechanics of Hollywood. Kaling suggests that celebrity life is not only glamorous, but also shaped by subtle rankings, obligations, and symbolic gestures. What looks like a casual dinner can become a test of status, and what looks like generosity can be interpreted as a move in a larger game. This is one reason the essay works well as insider commentary. It does not overexplain the industry, but it reveals how social interactions in that world can feel both intimate and strategic. The famous people at the center of the story are less important than the structure around them. Kaling emphasizes the strange pressure to appear effortless while constantly calculating the meaning of every action. That makes the piece useful as a cultural observation, not just a personal anecdote. It captures how Hollywood often turns ordinary behavior into a signal of influence, and how even well-meaning actions can be absorbed into that system of interpretation. Thirdly, the essay uses humor to turn embarrassment into self-knowledge. Humor is the main tool that keeps the essay from becoming self-important. Kaling is funny because she is willing to expose her own overconfidence and let the reader see the gap between her expectations and the actual social reality. The comedy does not come from cruelty or mockery of others. It comes from recognition, especially the recognition that many readers have also tried too hard to impress someone and later replayed the moment with discomfort. That relatability is central to the book's appeal. Kaling's tone allows embarrassment to become readable rather than awkward, and her wit prevents the essay from sounding defensive. This matters analytically because the humor is not decorative, it is part of the argument. By making fun of her own assumptions, she demonstrates the kind of self-awareness that the essay quietly values. The result is a piece that feels light on the surface, but still communicates a serious point. People often misread social signals because they want affirmation more than accuracy. Fourthly, workplace identity is shown through the busy, multitasking reality of Kaling's career. A secondary but important theme is the portrayal of Kaling as someone whose work life is fragmented across many roles. The book briefly widens from the dinner anecdote to show the daily reality of being an actor, writer, producer, and executive. That detail matters because it places the social story inside a professional context. Kaling is not simply a celebrity reflecting on fame. She is also someone managing multiple forms of labor at once, including creative, managerial, and logistical tasks. The inclusion of practical work, such as executive producing and other behind-the-scenes responsibilities, grounds the essay in the material facts of modern entertainment work. This broadens the book's relevance because it shows that being visible does not mean being exempt from ordinary labor. In fact, the essay suggests that status often masks workload rather than replacing it. By presenting her career as busy and segmented, Kaling gives the reader a more realistic picture of how celebrity is produced and maintained.
Tea.
the result is an image of success that is less polished than public branding usually implies. Lastly, gratitude and humility emerge as the book's final moral center. Beneath the humor, the essay is ultimately about learning the limits of one's own assumptions. Gratitude is not presented as a sentimental slogan, but as a social practice that can be misjudged or overperformed. Kaling's story shows how an attempt to be gracious can become entangled with ego, because people often want generosity to reflect well on themselves. The essay's emotional value comes from acknowledging that tension without trying to resolve it neatly. That gives the book a quieter depth than its playful premise might suggest. Instead of preaching humility, it demonstrates how humility is often acquired through embarrassment and revision of expectations. The final effect is modest but meaningful. The reader is encouraged to think more carefully about motives, appearances, and the small ways people seek validation. In a category full of celebrity essays that rely on glamour or blunt confession, this book stands out because it treats a small social misfire as a way to explore character. Its moral center is not self-improvement, but self-recognition. In conclusion, Big Shot is best suited for readers who enjoy brief, sharply observed nonfiction, especially when it combines humor with a candid look at fame and social behavior. Fans of Mindy Kaling will recognize her voice immediately polished, self-aware, and willing to make herself the subject of the joke. It will also appeal to readers interested in Hollywood culture, not because it exposes scandal or insider secrets, but because it captures the smaller, revealing details of how status is performed in public life. The practical benefit of the book is less instructional than perceptual. It sharpens attention to the ways generosity, ego, and awkwardness can overlap in ordinary interactions. Intellectually, it stands out for turning a very small story into a useful reflection on celebrity hierarchy and self-image. Compared with longer memoirs in the same genre, it is more compact and less expansive, but that brevity is part of its appeal. It delivers a focused comic essay rather than a broad life narrative, which makes its themes easier to absorb and its observations more concentrated. For readers who want a quick but thoughtful celebrity essay, it is a strong fit. If you would like to support Mindy Kaling, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.